Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 14th of March, and right now it's partly cloudy and 25 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 30 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy again with winds from southeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict clear in the evening, then partly cloudy, with southerly winds at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 61% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 6%. The Unity Pavilion is pretty packed with different events, and on our page you can listen to recordings of Steps Ahead on International Zone from yesterday. And here's Bogi from Hungarian Pavilion with her invitation. Bogi, hi.
Hello.
You're organizing a Hungarian event on Friday.
Yes.
15, yes.
On Friday, we would like to have some Hungarian program. So we would like to start for kids at 5:30 to do to show some Hungarian short films, which is on English. And I think the pictures are really beautiful from Hungarian folk tales. And after, we would like to invite the kids to draw something with color pencils. And if we can manage, we would like to also paint eggs as Eastern, as an Easter tradition. And in the same time, we will do some cooking outside on a fire in a traditional Hungarian kalundron.
It's in Bogrács,
yeah. In the Bogrács. And we will start to serve the dinner from 7 o'clock. And after that, around 7:30, 7:40, I would like to make a short presentation on what the Hungarian Pavilion project, or what the AVI Hungary project, is trying to do, how we are searching for the Hungarian soul and how we are searching for the integration within Auroville. And from 8 o'clock, we will show a Hungarian movie that I personally really love it, and it will be with English subtitles. And I think it's actually a story that is happening in France, and the language is half Hungarian, half French.
With English subtitles?
The subtitles will be English. And it's about a magician, a very high spiritual being, who is a big mystery for the French people. And the police has a crime, and they ask his support. And he is a mysterious person who is a bit represent this Eastern European
mentality, and the way of doing.
Yes.
Tell me, is you are an active member of International Pavilion for Hungary? Yeah?
Yes.
Is there any specific reason you decided for this Friday? Is there any coincidence
actually,
with the date?
Yes, actually, I was. It was a dream that somehow was very clear for me that on the 15th of March I should have an event, and it will be Friday. And then the morning I get up, it was really Friday. And that was a big surprise for me, because I'm not so conscious about the dates and the weekdays. So this is a very special day in Hungary. In 1848, there was a revolution movement started in Hungary, and it was very similar to the French Revolution.
So from bourgeoisie to, so to speak, socialistic federative way, yeah?
This revolution died. Mm-hmm. It was killed within 1.5 years. It was from monarchy, getting freedom from the Habsburg kingdom. And but yeah, I believe that most of the Hungarians are still connected to that spirit. We had beautiful art things. Our national hymn was developed in those days. Our things that
it's really part of the history, which is really connected with the roots. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it's an important date. I don't know why, but now as you ask, I think it's an important date.
Thank you. See you on Friday in Unity Pavilion, starting at 5:30
yes.
In International Zone.
Yes.
So tell me, Bogi, how much the dinner would cost? Is the free contribution or fixed price, or what is the idea?
The dinner is free.
The dinner is free.
So if anybody feel like contributing, we are welcome, but it's not at all obligatory. Nobody will run around with the blue sheets.
Sunday will be celebrated all over the planet by those who inspire to achieve global changes on level of economy. Let us hear what Jerry from Unity Pavilion International Zone has organized for the Zeitgeist Day.
I'm Jerry. I'm happy to announce that there will be a Z-Day in Oroville on the 17th of March.
What is Z-Day? This poster
Z-Day
is really colorful.
Z-Day is the annual anniversary of the Zeitgeist movement. So it's
Which started how many years back?
It started, I think it's 5 years back, maybe a little bit before that. But it's something that is celebrated all around the world in many cities the same day. And the main event...
On the 17th of March.
On the 17th of March, yeah. And it's there is a main event in California, which is streamed all over the world, and many cities are hooked up to this live feed. But we are in a somewhat complicated time zone here in Oroville, so we will have our own screenings. There will be no live transmissions from California, but on the other hand, there will be... movies and films, documentaries, only documentaries, in fact, from
everything
9 o'clock
in, guys,
9 o'clock in the morning till 10:30 in the evening.
You will show how many versions of Zeitgeist are out now? Three or four? Yeah,
there are three, in fact, and the latest one is called Zeitgeist Moving Forward, and that's the only one we will be showing. And it will be shown from 7 p.m. 2 hours and 40 minutes from that time. It's quite a long documentary.
Yeah.
So that's in the evening at 7 p.m.
And you start in the morning already at 9 o'clock. So it's like almost...
Yes, we start in the morning at 9 o'clock with a very nice little movie, documentary about Peter Joseph, where he is presenting himself. It's already... a couple of years old, but it's still a very good presentation of him and the Zeitgeist movement. And then there will be other documentaries throughout the day. We will show things about the New World View and some short film about unconditional basic income. We will show something about the resource-based economy, which is really the main theme of the Zeitgeist movement, is to get rid of money and introduce a resource-based global economy instead. So that we will show at 11:30 before lunch. Then we have a lunch break, and there will be some food at the Unity Pavilion. So we will be having the kitchen will be open here.
So we don't need to run home, yeah?
Or solar kitchen? No, people don't have to go home, but the lunch break is at the same time when the solar kitchen is open. So theoretically you can go there too if you don't want to eat here at the Unity Pavilion. And we will also have a dinner break, so it's going to be open for food at between 6 and 7 in the evening as well.
So let us repeat again. That would be on Sunday, 17th of March, between 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
That's correct.
At Unity Pavilion International Zone.
That's it, yeah.
Thank you.
And everybody's welcome. Thank you.
Within Steps Ahead, Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, today and tomorrow between 10 to noon and 3 to 4 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall, Dr. Don Johnson is offering a workshop on the role of body practices in spiritual transformation. Dr. Johnson is a professor at the California Institute of Integral Studies and in San Francisco, and a pioneer in somatic psychology. Tango Holi Festival is going on for the whole week with international teachers all days at Kripa, and each day concludes with Milongas at Saochu. Saturday would be dedicated to the music. Visit the center from 7 p.m. onwards, starting with Surian and Emilia Sizzling Harmonies and Sweet Vibrations, and continue with Rock Love, Blues, Pop and Rock presented by Anna, Svada, Rolf, Edo, Pierre, Ingo, Arthur and Saga. The same day, on Saturday at 8 p.m., TerraSol community in Vindara Farms invites us to an intergalactic gathering with special farming concert with nice organic vegetables and humans. And they will play music and dance and take you to the spaceship to the fifth dimension. When you come, bring some grooves and beats from your garden to make a nice music and a dance talent. For information, just come to TerraSol community in Vindara Farm. Resident Assembly Service shares with us an announcement for the community decision-making process on UNESCO World Heritage is delayed because at the second information and general meeting on Monday, it was expressed by participants that the decision whether to begin the process towards registering Aurovilla as an UNESCO World Heritage Site required further examination and more time to consider in details the possible consequences of World Heritage listings, the application process. The two-week Residents' Assembly decision-making process requested by the Working Committee on this issue was scheduled to begin on Friday, tomorrow, 15th of March, but will now be moved to the new date, Monday, April 15 until 29th of April. They're asking us to direct any questions and suggestions regards these to the Residents' Assembly Service at rasservice@orville.org. And here's a note on a call for a general meeting, and we read: we, a group of concerned Aurovillians, have agreed to call for a general meeting in order to discuss the impasse in which the working committee finds itself, an impasse which is symptomatic of much deeper issues within Auroville. This general meeting will take place next Wednesday, 20th of March, at 4:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Signed, Adara, Christine, Dawn, Jeanette, Marie-Ange, Michelle, Mita, Monique, Paul Vincent, Tapas. Auroville Health Center has offered on Women's Day, 8th of March, a free hemoglobin for all women and reduced rates for ACG and pap smear tests for those above the age of 40. On the request, the Auroville Health Center will provide the same service on Friday, 22nd of March, from 10 a.m. to noon. Any interested ladies can call the Health Center and make an appointment. Any queries can be answered on the phone or by email. At the Shri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see Mama Africa, directed by Mika Karusimaki. The film was made in Finland and Germany in 2011, and it is a documentary about world-famous South African singer Miriam Makeba, who spent half a century traveling the world spreading her political message to fight racism, poverty, and promote justice and peace. It is a tribute to a woman who embodied the hopes of the voice of Africa as no other. Miriam Makeba, who lived from 1932 until 2008, was an inspiration to musicians all over the world and delight for the international audience. At the Eco Film Club in Sadano Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., there will screen Sometimes I Can Fly, which was made in Auroville, directed by Srinivasan and produced by Susmita for Accessible Auroville. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m., we can see a French drama, Lawrence Anyways, made in France and Canada in 2012 by director Xavier Dolan. And on Saturday, they will screen international drama, Mystery Romance, The Illusionist, made in Czech Republic, USA in 2006, by writer and director Neil Berger. A children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., there will screen animation adventure family, Once Upon the Forest, made was in USA in 1993, by director Charles Grenzworth. And at HD Cine Club, at later on at 8 p.m., we can see drama thriller The Night of a Hunter, made in USA in 1955, by director Charles Longton. In this psychic transformation, there are three main elements. 1. The opening of the occult inner mind, inner vital, inner physical, is that one becomes aware of all that lies behind the surface mind, life and body. 2. The opening of the psychic being or soul, by which it comes forward and governs the mind, life and body, turning all to the divine. And 3. The opening of the whole lower being to the spiritual truth. This last may be called the psycho-spiritual part of the change. Wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org.